Springfield's Rock Station Q102. Got another wrestler in the studio. You're Eddie.
Yes, I am. Eddie Kingston, what's up?
Eddie, so last time I had a wrestler in the studio, I snapped a photo with him. I put it on Facebook, and everyone was like, "You're with, like, the most famous person." And I had no clue. And they're like, "Are you just as famous?"
No. I am nowhere near as with Billy Gunn, right?
Yeah, Billy Gunn.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near as popular as Billy.
But you, after reading your bio, I think it said you were, like, an independent or something.
Yeah,
like,
independent wrestler.
What does that mean?
No contract. That just means you go from place to place and apply your trade.
You go wherever you want to go.
1099, independent contractor.
But you did end up signing with AEW.
Yes, I did. After 18 years of doing the indie thing.
Yeah.
And also stopped getting in my own way. Yeah. Then I got there.
How long have you been doing it?
22 years.
And what got you into this?
When I was a kid, I was a hyper kid, surprise. And the only way I would be calm is when my mother would get wrestling tapes. That's right. Dated myself, tapes, VHS tapes.
Don't worry, I'm there with you, so no worries.
So she would get that and put that on, and she saw how that would, you know, cool me off or, you know, have me actually sit down and eat my dinner.
And then when you started jumping off of roofs onto your friends, then it kind of got a little out of hand?
It was onto the beds, not the roof, none of that. Yeah, it got a little out of hand a little bit.
All right. Well, I have also Magic Tyler with me. For those who don't know who Magic Tyler is, we call him Magic Tyler because he does magic with video that none of us know how to do. So, but he's also a massive wrestling fan. So I pulled him into the studio to ask like the hard hitting questions that I know nothing about. So up to the mic, Magic Tyler, and ask away.
So. Since you signed with AEW, how do you compare to what you were doing on the independents to what you're doing now?
Oh, man. I think the only difference, honestly, because pro wrestling is pro wrestling. The only difference is the money. The money's much better.
An honest answer.
I mean, the ring's the ring, man. No matter where it is, a pro wrestling ring is a pro wrestling ring. It doesn't matter.
I would go over to the competition if they paid me more. Sorry, Q102. All right, what's next?
And then you've gotten to work with a lot of really cool wrestlers that I'm big fans of, like Jon Moxley, Kenny Omega. What's it like getting to share the ring with some of those guys?
Well, I've known Mox forever, so it wasn't a big deal. Everyone thinks Mox is a big deal. I don't know. I've known him too long. I've known him too long before he was the famous Jon Moxley, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kenny Omega, that was fun. You know, I like beating up Bryan Danielson. I like beating up Claudio. I think the big one for me was Drew Nakayama, who was an idol, hero, whatever you want to call it, of mine. So being able to step in the ring with him, if I would have told 14-year-old me that I was doing that, I would probably curse at myself and not believe me, you know. So that was huge.
I find the dynamic of wrestling, the personal part of it, very interesting. Like you just said, I love these guys, but I would like to pummel them.
Yeah, well, I don't love a lot of guys. Like, I don't, you know, I love Mox. That's my man. Like, me and him have been friends for, God knows, a long time. But everybody else I don't like. I have very rare people I like. Like, Bryan Danielson, don't like him. Claudio, don't like him. And they're friends with Mox. So that makes it even worse.
So it's easier to jump in with them and pummel them.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people, though. I don't like a lot of people. It's just how I am.
All right.
You got AEW Revolution coming up. You're going against Bryan Danielson.
Yep.
So how are you preparing for that?
A lot of Muay Thai classes, a lot of grappling classes. I went back finally to grappling. It took a while after the hernia surgery I had last year. In May. Yeah, last year. But just doing that stuff and keeping myself loose and warm and, you know, also just watching matches with Bryan in it so I can just get angrier watching him wrestle.
All right. Any other questions?
So you're the AEW Continental Champion.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Triple Crown Champion. I have the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship, the Ring of Honor World Championship, and the AEW Continental Championship.
That sounds like they need to pay you more.
Oh, they pay me well. They pay me better than I've ever been paid.
Okay, good.
So, what's it like with that kind of responsibility, being the champion in
Canada. I love it because this is what I always wanted to do since I was 9 years old. So I love the responsibility. Do I like carrying the belts? No, because they're heavy. And I actually leave them now with the office. But going to an airport with the belts and, you know, having to be stopped every time. Oh, what's this? And I'm like, look, I already know what you're going to ask me. So I tell them the answer before they even ask me the question. But no, I love the responsibility, man. That's, you get into our sport to be a champion. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not the world champion, but I'm a champion at part of a big company. And, you know what I mean? That's why I love the responsibility.
That makes sense. All right. So AEW Collision Rampage is going to be at the Great Southern Bank Arena. Yep. It is going on tomorrow night. There's still tickets available. You can get them through the Great Southern Bank Arena website. You can get them under the events page at Q1021.fm. What the information I have here is showtime at 6:30, but don't be any later than 6:58. That's what I've been told. So great. I'm so excited for tomorrow. It's going to be my first match. Tyler, how many have you seen?
Quite a few.
Yeah. You got your shirt on. You wore your shirt.
He does. He got it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're fangirling over here a little bit.
A little bit.
All right. Eddie, thank you so much for stopping by, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. What time do you go on?
We'll see.
We'll see.
My boss is great, but he likes to be last minute with everything. Love him to death, but he likes to be last minute.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.